From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Friday, August 14th.
Coming up, West Nile virus activity is elevated across California, and another North State county has now reported a death.
Also, California is tracking more gray wolf packs as ranchers raise concerns about livestock losses.
And judges can decide whether first-time DUI offenders must install a device that tests their breath before they drive. A state bill would make it mandatory in alcohol-related cases. Those stories are just ahead.
We start with the first death from complications of West Nile virus in Butte County, which was announced yesterday. Butte County Public Health says the person who died was between 80 and 90 years old. It's one of three West Nile-related deaths reported in California this year. There have been 18 human cases statewide, including six in Butte County. Public Health says West Nile activity has been increasing locally, but the number of cases isn't unusual for this time of year. The department says Butte County typically sees between 5 and 20 human cases of the virus each year. West Nile is spread by mosquitoes, so health officials recommend trying to avoid getting bitten. That's by using EPA-registered insect repellents and those that contain DEET, avoiding dusk and dawn hours, and draining any standing water around your property so mosquitoes can't breed there.
Winds from thunderstorms briefly drove the bug fire back into Lassen County and prompted evacuation notices earlier this week. The 88,000-acre fire started in southern Lassen County over the weekend and is now mainly burning in Nevada, north of Reno. It's currently 31% contained. Richard Edwards is chief of the Truckee Meadows Fire Protection District. He stressed on Wednesday that following evacuation orders allows firefighters to focus on the blaze.
If you're staying behind, we cannot put out the fire. We cannot save your home because we have to rescue you. And so it's important when you are under those go evacuations to please leave.
Edwards said some homes have burned, but damage assessments were still underway. Officials said the fire was human caused, but no further details were available. The Lassen County Sheriff's Office announced yesterday that two civilians suffered burns linked to the fire and were flown to the UC Davis Burn Center.
California's latest gray wolf report shows the state is monitoring 12 active packs, two more than a year ago. The update this week comes amid growing concerns among North State ranchers over livestock losses. Wildlife officials have confirmed, or consider it probable, that wolves have caused 45 livestock deaths or injuries so far this year. 23 were in Siskiyou County. The rest were spread across Shasta, Lassen, Plumas, and Modoc counties. Ranchers can seek state compensation for eligible losses. It was still investigating the circumstances.
An effort to prevent repeat DUI offenses in California is advancing in the state legislature. The bill would require ignition interlock devices for every single first-time DUI involving alcohol. Right now, judges can choose whether to require them. Marietta Republican Senator Kelly Sciarto supports the bill. He addressed opponents who argue low-income offenders won't be able to afford the monthly costs.
This notion that somehow, you know, somebody can't afford the $54 to rent this thing for the 6 months that they need to rent it for. They spend more than that on the alcohol that they buy. Drunk driving is a scourge.
The bill has passed the Senate Public Safety Committee. It moves next to appropriations.
AI data centers have become a hot topic in the state. That includes regionally, with recent meetings in Butte and Siskiyou counties drawing environmental concerns. Now, one California city is moving toward banning them altogether. Coachella's city council this week unanimously approved the first reading of an ordinance that would prohibit large-scale data centers citywide. KVCR's Anthony Victoria reports.
The city says concerns over water, electricity, noise, and potential impacts on emergency response are guiding its approach to the ban. Coachella's planning staff considered recommending that the ban go before voters. Instead, they prefer an ordinance because a future council could change it through the normal public process without an election. That would give the city more flexibility if new technology or uses emerge that don't fit within the ban. Residents have pushed for a ban since April, but some also want voters to have the final say. They say keeping the issue off the ballot falls short of what they've been asking for. And at least one member of the council, Mayor Frank Figueroa, supports putting the ban before voters.
The council is expected to take a final vote in late August.
Lastly, the Silver Dollar Fairgrounds in Chico began construction on its Community Resiliency Center last week. The 40,000-square-foot facility will serve as an evacuation and recovery hub for future disasters. It'll also be able to host events year-round. The project is funded by the state to bolster California's response to climate-related disasters like wildfires and floods. An estimated opening date has yet to be announced.
And those are your headlines for Friday, August 14th. Our theme song is Fast Pop, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Ken Duvall.
And I'm Eric Adams. Hope you have a good weekend.